Visiting teaching message. Prayerfully study this material and seek for inspiration to know what to share. How will understanding the purpose of Relief Society prepare daughters of God for the blessings of eternal life? Priesthood power through keeping covenants. My message to all is that we can live every hour blessed by the strength of priesthood power, whatever our circumstance, said Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. As you worthily participate in the ordinances of the priesthood, the Lord will give you greater strength, peace, and eternal perspective. Whatever your situation, your home will be blessed by the strength of priesthood power. How do we invite priesthood power into our lives? Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles reminds us that those who have entered the waters of baptism and subsequently received their endowment in the house of the Lord are eligible for rich and wonderful blessings. The endowment is literally a gift of power, and our Father in heaven is generous with his power. He reminds us that men and women are both endowed with the same power in the temple, which by definition is priesthood power. Linda K. Burton, Relief Society General President, said, "Since priesthood power is something we all desire to have in our families and homes, what do we need to do to invite that power into our lives? Personal righteousness is imperative to having priesthood power. If we will humbly present ourselves before the Lord and ask Him to teach us, He will show us how to increase our access to His power," said President Russell M. Nelson, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Additional scriptures and information. 1 Nephi chapter 14, verse 14. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 36. 132, verse 20. ReliefSociety.LDS.org. Consider this. How does keeping our covenants bless us with priesthood power? End of visiting teaching message. Priesthood Power Through Keeping Covenants. Read by Jane Wise.